Some of the pictures that we took are still classified. One of them that was taken by a Rapitronic camera on my... I had a street camera with a 16-foot telescope on it, and it looked right into the cab of the tower and could see the case of the bomb. And we have a picture of a crack appearing in the case as it started to blow up.
Oh, wow.
And that picture is still classified. And then I took one at Johnston Island from the deck of the Boxer. It's an old aircraft carrier with an old wood deck. It was an old one. And they classified the picture because it was some clouds. We had, of course, aerial bomb went off way up in the atmosphere, and there was a cloud shaped like an angel.
Really?
And so they said, oh, we don't dare publish that picture. You know, people will say we, punching a hole in the sky and all the air is going to run out and everything else. And they classified that picture, and as far as I know, it's still classified.
Huh, very interesting.
I don't think it was ever released. And of course, I was over on Rover on TNT when they blew the reactor up on purpose. It's called TNT, a transient nuclear test, where they withdrew the rods from the core of the reactor.
Right. Okay.
Real quick. So quick, of course, that it blew up. And nobody knew what was going to happen, whether it was going to blow up or if it was just going to warp or if nothing would happen.
Right.
But it did blow up and threw radiation everywhere, of course.
Yeah.
Not too bad because there wasn't too much in the core of the little reactor there for the rover was, of course, a supposedly an engine for... rocket. It was a rocket engine, supposedly, and so there wasn't that much radiation in it. But it did spread it all over everywhere.